Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So I mentioned the James Madison Twitter follow that's having a good time with the Oregon game at JMU Sports News.
Oh, dude, they're just fantastic right now. It's currently my favorite Twitter follow.
Yeah, they're doing great with it. They're having a lot of fun. It's all tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
and yet apparently they've got beef with another James Madison account.
There's two James Madison like parody accounts?
The second one, I'm looking for the reply here. Mm. I saw it on my phone, and now I have to look it on my iPad, so it's going to take me a second.
Okay.
but there was this one has like 30 followers. Oh. Okay.
So yeah, because the other one's got like 20. It's a
20,000.
20,000.
Yes.
Yeah,
this has 30, like 30.
How can you be beefing with someone that has 30 followers?
Well, they're not really, but they... So you remember the tweet where they had a slow-mo highlight tape of Oregon.
Yeah, against USC, and they tweeted, is this real? Oregon might be the slowest team we've ever seen. And Oregon, it was a series of Oregon highlights put to music in slow motion. It's they're just doing great bits.
Yeah, another James Madison account replied to that.
Uh-huh. Are they taking credit for the clip?
No. They're like, your sarcasm, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm still scrolling. I can't find it. There's so many comments on that. That thing went viral. They were like, your sarcasm is getting old. All you're going to do is motivate Oregon.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you need to stop.
I'd like to point out that Jeff Schwartz, who's actually kind of become a big deal in the sports media world, does an Oregon Duck podcast. You see him all over Fox News, or not Fox News, Fox Sports. I don't think he's going on Hannity. Even Jeff Schwartz retweeted, I love this JMU account. Everyone, I promise you, Dan Lanning is aware of this and thinks that this is funny. This is just good stuff. And yet someone's worried, someone in their 30 followers are worried that this is going to give Oregon motivation against James Madison.
Yeah.
And God, I want to take the cob out of your ass.
I want to get you the reply, but now I can't effing find it.
This is this whole segment.
Freaking Twitter.
What is happening?
Thanks a lot, Elon. Jackass. This app sucks.
Some of the tweets, though, so they had that Oregon's the slowest team they've ever seen. I like this one. Oregon is impressive. The Ducks have talent across the roster. The coaching staff is exceptional. We'd love them in the Sun Belt. If you struggle to adjust to the level of competition, of course, but over time they could develop into a contender. It's all this sort of stuff that they're just kind of tweeting out as if
as if
Oregon's the plucky underdog.
So JMU Sports News tweeted, as you mentioned, it's a slow-mo highlight reel of Oregon, and they say, is this real? Oregon might be the slowest team we've ever seen. Just good wholesome content.
Yes, okay? Good trolling.
So JMU RVA. 30 followers.
Okay.
The sarcasm is getting old. You're just going to end up motivating them. How about we just stick to them being the favorite and underestimating us? So JMU Sports News replied, tired. Oregon is motivated to win a national title. Wired. Oregon is motivated to win because of a few sarcastic tweets from JMU fans. And then the JMU RVA replied, you just care about your brand. You don't care about the team. That's the problem. I get it, though. Got to eat somehow. Glad you guys are finally getting your flowers. But as we have learned on the internet, things get old and people move on. Don't get lost in the hype.
What an absolute douche.
It's amazing that we don't hear any applause for that.
Can you believe how serious some people tweet. Some people take themselves and their tweets to their 30 followers. I'd also like to point out some of the other highlights from the JMU sports news. It has come to our attention that Oregon has never even won the Boca Raton Bowl. Oregon has never even qualified for the prestigious bowl game, often referred to as the granddaddy of them all. JMU won it last year, even without their starting quarterback. There's levels to this. It's fantastic. Everything they're doing so far leading up to this is really good.
So then they replied and said,
passing yards against Georgia State this season, JMU 74, Oregon 0.
Yeah, we read that one.
Yeah.
They replied and said, we're having fun during the bye week before a playoff game. We have lots of actual preview content, Napier info on the website, and podcast feeds. We'll have even more next week. We've been covering the team for 8+ years and don't care about the team. Come on, man. So now it's getting serious.
I did not expect JMU Twitter beef.
Yeah. Then JMU RVA says, I'll sit down now, just trying to keep you guys humble. As someone who actually cares about the long-term prospects of your show, I bet 99% of these idiots won't watch after December 20th. Oh, glad you guys haven't lost sight of the goal here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being this involved, like taking something like this that seriously?
No.
Dude,
can't.
Social media is a hell of a thing. Maybe it Australia sure did it right. Australia recently banned, I think, social media for...
For the kids.
For the kids.
Did you see how they're getting around it?
What do they do? The kids?
Well, the kids are doing the face ID, or the face recognition.
Yeah.
And they're hacking in because they're frowning.
Oh, that's that so works? Stupid.
Yeah, they're saying it works.
You can frown your way past that. Yeah. Makes you look old.
It makes you look older.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well.
So then they're passing.
You can't ban. The moment you ban something, people are going to find a way around it. It's like when you were a kid, did you ever take the whole, R-rated movies or not being able to get alcohol? It just makes it a little bit harder. You'll find ways. You'll find ways.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.